From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Breezy but otherwise comfortable weather is expected this afternoon. There will be just the slight chance of a shower near the Quebec border. Sky conditions will generally consist of a mix of sun and clouds, with clouds gradually decreasing in northeastern areas after a cloudy morning there. Temperatures should reach the low to mid-70s with some upper 60s in northeastern Vermont and in far northern New Hampshire. The chance of showers overnight will expand across New York and then farther eastward near and north of Route 2. It will remain breezy overnight and again tomorrow, when showers will become likely across the north. Showers across southern areas tomorrow might not arrive until late in the afternoon or early in the evening. It will be warmer and more humid tomorrow, with highs in the 70s and 80s. Showers will continue across the bulk of the region tomorrow night and into Saturday. It will be a bit cooler Saturday, with showers gradually tapering off from northwest to southeast. With surface high pressure now centered off the coast of Nova Scotia, it will maintain a ridge across our region today, providing largely dry conditions and surprisingly low humidity, considering that a warm front is now lifting off to our north. That front relates to low pressure that's now spinning north of Lake Huron. Circulation around this low will lift the front well north of Montreal, and southerly winds will continue tonight and tomorrow, eventually bringing increasing humidity before the system's cold front slowly crosses our region from tomorrow night into Saturday. Just ahead of that front, another area of low pressure will lift toward us. This low is presently centered over the mid-Mississippi Valley. Both this low and the related upper-level system are likely to graze across our region late tomorrow night and on Saturday. This southernmost low will help to bring a substantial rise in humidity, which will then provide fuel for showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms, with this activity again arriving across much of the north tomorrow morning, across the south mid to late afternoon tomorrow, and then continuing through tomorrow night. As the northern system slings its cold front across New England on Saturday, a few showers will lag behind it. Showers will likely have ended by midday on Saturday in the Adirondacks and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Showers and a few thunderstorms should taper off across the rest of the region mid to late afternoon on Saturday. High pressure will then build in for Sunday with decreasing clouds and pleasant weather. Monday looks warm along with the slight chance of a shower or storm across the north in the afternoon. In general, a warming trend should continue well into next week, but might possibly hit a speed bump in the form of some stubborn marine air over eastern areas on Tuesday. In the forecast summary, this afternoon a mix of sun and clouds except decreasing clouds northeast, slight chance of a shower near the Quebec border, highs in the low to mid-70s with some upper 60s northeast, winds from the south to southeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of showers in New York and in areas near and north of Route 2, lows in the low to mid-60s west of the Greens, mid-50s to around 60 to the east, winds from the south 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 in the Champlain Valley. Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely in New York and farther east in areas near and north of Route 2, chance to the south, mainly tomorrow afternoon, a thunderstorm possible, highs from the mid-70s to around 80, except low to mid-80s in southeastern Vermont and southern New Hampshire, and low to mid-70s in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley. Winds tomorrow from the south, again gusting to 25 miles an hour. Friday night, showers likely, chance of an evening thunderstorm, lows in the low to mid-60s, and for Saturday, mostly cloudy, morning showers likely, then diminishing from northwest to southeast, a thunderstorm possible, highs on Saturday in the upper 60s to lower 70s north, and low to mid-70s across the south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes, with an Eye on the Sky.